Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I like this segment. It's such a blessing. It's only about 5 minutes long, but it's revelation, and it's revelation for you and me. You know, I've learned something. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. I find so many people traveling. They're like on a religious treadmill. They're running, but they're not going anywhere. I want to ask you a question. Do you know your destiny? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you're going to do when you get there? Do you know why you're going there? Do you know why you have to do what you have to do? I want to talk about that. There's a scripture first. I want to give you Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. The Lord says this, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So it all starts right here. See, you got to know where you're going. You know, the journey is in your mind first before your legs get there or before your feet make that path. You got to have these thoughts, you see. And when you know your destiny, it makes life a lot easier. You know, people ask me, Brother Jesse, did you always know what you were going to do? As a very small boy, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I was going to play music. And, buddy, I mean, I knew it at 5 and 6 years old. I'm going to play music for a living. And I remember people telling me, oh, you can't make a living of that, boy. Well, Elvis Presley did. I said, that was way back in my time, now, way back when, you know. I thought, well, if he can, so can I. All I got to do is apply it. Now, I may not have as much talent as him, but I can do the work. So I wouldn't let people's discouragement destroy my encouragement. I encourage myself in the Lord. Encourage myself in the ability that God gave me. Look at this scripture, Isaiah 55, verse 11. Boy, I like this one. So shall thy word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now, that's God's word. Now, is your word like God's word? When you send your word, does it prosper people? When you send your word, can people trust what you say? Now, the reason why I'm a Christian, because I trust everything God says. Sometimes he says some things I don't understand, but that's still all right. He's my father. Notice this, when you was growing up, how many times did your mother or your father said something, you go, that doesn't make a lick of sense or anything of that nature. But yet you believe them. See, that's what I'm talking about. Faith that fact that his word shall not return into void. And wherever it goes, it will be pleasing. Let me read that scripture again, Isaiah 55, 11. So shall thy word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. Notice that you people that don't believe in prosperity, it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Ooh, I like that. See, when you understand that, then you'll know your destiny and then you'll know your destination. Let me say it again. If you understand what I'm talking about right now, you'll come to the knowledge of your destiny and you'll know exactly your destination in every which way, shape or form, spiritual, physical, financial, every area of your life. You know, that brings great comfort. And you already are, should be in comfort because the Holy Spirit's called the Comforter. It's amazing to me how many people are not in comfort when Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. Well, how do you know what to do? The Bible said Jesus is the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Whoo! I mean, I could just go on forever and ever. There's no way you can lose at this. No way. Unless you just quit and give up. And you know what? God will not stop you from doing that. He don't want you to do that. It's one thing I love about God. He gave us a free will. You know, sometimes free will can be dangerous. You know, free will to choose or not choose. Look what he told Moses. He said, tell the people, I put before them life and death, blessing and cursing. Then God kind of helps you out a little bit. Choose life. Hey, boy. Hey, you over there. Choose life that you and your seed can live, not just survive, but live. Now, that's destiny, and that's destination. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not some of the time, all the time. Not how you feel, but how you faith. Your faith will get you there. I'm telling you, faith is powerful. Now, faith is. Don't swap it around and say, is faith now? No. Now, faith is. Faith that fact. And live in the now all your life. And you know what? Your future will be beautiful because it will turn into the now and you'll be where you're supposed to be. Faith that fact today and you'll be blessed. Destiny and destination are for you. See you.